B-Pod Studios.
Now let's go to talk a little Eagles. Quick slants, NBC Philly, in that locker room. D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. Like, D-Gun!
My man, Ant. What's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
Man, I this is supposed to be a bye week for me. I took the week off, right? But then my oldest daughter, who's getting married next March,
congratulations.
Party. Well, I don't know if it's congratulations or condolences, because this is the second wedding I'm paying for in less than 3 years. I told my daughters, I said, you guys say you love me. Couldn't you space this out any better?
where's the wedding at?
Chaos right now. The wedding is at this venue in Elkton, Maryland. Beautiful. It's an old farm that this company renovated and put chapel in there. And the old barn they renovated and made it into a bar. And they have a separate reception hall and a beautiful big 4 or 5 acre pond in the property.
Ah, that's nice. And so, it'll be nice down there in March, where, because it's warmer down there, so it'll be just the start of spring. That'll be beautiful.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I'm rooting for you. I know. I'm thinking, March can be a little dicey, but let's go with the Elkton, Maryland's a little south, so hopefully there's no ice storms that are hitting.
Keep your fingers crossed, man.
I got you,
right,
bro.
Right now, my house is in chaos. We're painting stuff, delivery men delivering stuff, and they came too early today and delivered a refrigerator, and now one of the drawers won't close.
Oh,
I got to go to the store and tell them, bring me another one. So,
yeah, because you'd rather be working. Your time off is spent trying to figure out stuff around the house.
And I'm working harder this week than I work in my office.
But yeah. You got that right. You definitely got that right. Oh, man. All right. So this week is a week of introspection for the Eagles. So I kind of want to look at them and look at them critically. You know, during the bye week, you're supposed to self-scout. So what do you think they need to do better in the second half? Give me the top three things they got to do better. And you can't have receiver, because I think the receivers are what they are. No good.
Yeah, that's a coin toss. I mean, they are what they are. I think they need to play better on the back end in terms of the passing game. You got to be more consistently. I want to see the linebackers make more plays. And the third thing, get the ball to the tight ends more. Stretch the field. You have two great tight ends. Stretch them. I understand you're playing as 12 personnel, but you need all the passing help you can get. Stretch the doggone field with these. You got a guy who set a record last year for tight end catches. You got an up-and-coming guy who's almost as good as the guy who set the record, and you're not utilizing them to the best of their ability.
Yeah, I agree. I think you're excellent, and I'm with you. Take tight end for a second. You always see Ertz shallow crossers. You see, ins, a lot of ins, in cuts. You rarely see the vertical down the seams.
No.
I thought I'd see a lot more of that. The way the Patriots used Gronkowski, since you're challenged, and that was a big weapon for Belichick, because there are times when he didn't have outside guys. So he would use Gronkowski down the field as a deep threat.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at how Kansas City uses Travis Kelce. Look at how the 49ers use this Greg Kittle. I mean, these guys, your linebackers can't cover these guys. And I don't think linebackers can stay with – we know linebackers one-on-one can't stay with Ertz. And I mean, Goddard's pretty good at shaking coverage as well. Get these guys more involved, because your guys on the outside, and I'm including Alshon, and now you're bringing back Jordan Matthews, who is basically another Alshon and Arcega Whiteside, and Mac Hollins and these guys. I mean, they're like in a witness protection program.
Yeah,
I mean, your leading receiver's like 3 catches, 33 yards, 4 catches, 41 yards. I mean, come on, that's a quarter for a lot of your big-time receivers.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, when you're looking at, weapons, we talk about skill guys and weaponry. I mean, what are you kidding me? You're going to have to, and this is the reason that I'm kind of pessimistic this week. And I'll throw it by you. See,
okay.
I look at them and I go, they're going to have to grind it out, right? They're going to have to win like they won against Chicago and Buffalo. 8, 10, 12 play drives, marching it down the field with ruggedness. But I don't think they have the defense to match their offense.
I don't either.
Yeah, right. And that's what leads me to pessimism as far as the playoffs are concerned, because, you know, we throw around locks our last five games of the year. I don't know. I mean, are they that good that the Giants can't beat them?
That's a good question, because I tell you what, this kid Daniel Jones gets better every and every week. And I look at how the Giants lost that game to the Cowboys. They were slugging it out with the Cowboys tooth and nail up until the fourth quarter. They made some glaring mistakes, but they were able to slug it out tooth and nail. So you don't want the Giants to be that team that accidentally beat the team they're not supposed to beat. No, by the way, it ends up being your team, which hurts them who's trying to catch
exactly.
the Cowboys.
That's exactly my fear. Is that, you know, we're all talking, Eagles can't lose other than Dallas. It's all about Dallas December 22nd. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the focal point, but I don't know that this team, the way they have to play is my point. Now, it's tough for them to blow teams out.
I still don't know what this team is or what it isn't. It shows you flashes of what it's capable of doing at times, and then it regresses. And it does things that make you want to pull your hair out. Well, in my case, I don't have much hair left, but it makes you want to pull your hair out. So, you know, usually at this stage of a season, Ant, we know who the contenders are, who the pretenders are, because of the certain continuity and chemistry and consistency those teams have.
Yeah.
With this team, I still don't have a feeling one way or the other of what this team is.
Come to my head, I say pretender.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but I'm not ready to go out on that limb yet. I got
to. No, that's why I say gun to my head. Like you know, I don't want to believe it, but if I'm going to keep it real and I got a gun to my head, I got to say pretender.
Yeah, I think that they could beat the Patriots. They could beat Seattle, but you've got to take away the strength to beat them.
Are they going to flex that game, you think? The Seattle game?
I don't know. I don't know. We still haven't heard anything. We still don't know.
Because that week, you have Cowboys, Patriots, and Packers, Niners, which is
absolutely
an old rematch of the NFC title games of the past.
Now, from a selfish standpoint, I would love to see them move that Eagles game to a 1 o'clock game. We hate 4:25 and 8:20 games.
You
love
do?
To watch them.
Why?
Don't want to guess. Because you get home and you get to watch some of the later games.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, that's why I said from a selfish standpoint, I would like to see a move it to a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, I hate the 1 o'clock game. I love when they're at night.
What's wrong with the 1 o'clock?
I hate there's no sexiness about 1 o'clock. Nothing sexy about 1. I'm a Sunday nighter. Or at the very least, 4 o'clocker.
Well, you know what?
4:25.
When I'm done watching the Eagles game, I want to channel surf and watch bits and pieces of other teams that could potentially be playing or another team.
No, I get it from your standpoint. I don't have to work in the locker room. Right. I mean, you know, I have the luxury of watching all that stuff at home. So I can dig it from your standpoint. But exactly.
You know, you're sitting home with your pajamas with the little feet in them and stuff like that. You got your flannel shirt on.
I'm not a pajamas guy, but my little guy's got the... My little aunt's got the, he's a foot pajama guy.
Oh,
in fact, I cried. I'll be real with you. I cried when it didn't fit him. Like, he's too big for him.
Oh, I know, man.
I can't find. My man wears a size, wears 8. He wears a size, or 7 men's. He's in fourth grade.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can't find. He's like 5 feet tall. The kid, and
I'm thinking like, linebacker already. Linebacker.
Yeah. I'm thinking. I'm hoping D end. You know, just,
where the money is.
Yeah, wrecking people, edge rusher. At least I'm hoping. I want quarterback, but you know, I'll settle for scientists. All right. I think he's more taken to being science than football.
It's less damaging on the body and the mind. That's
yeah.
for sure.
D-Gun, enjoy your bye week, man, and you know, best to the family. And hopefully, we'll talk to you next week. Get ready for Patriots. All right.
All right, man. You have a great week.
You too, brother. Thank you. Always a pleasure, my brother. D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.